Well,
have
you got something there?
Oh, yeah. Haven't you written on
the
house?
Yeah.
No.
Hello. Hello?
I'm going to be faced with a crisis, you know.
What volume?
When I'm up against the wall, Paul, you'll find I'm up my best.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, I know, but I wish you'd come up with the goods.
Well, look, I think I've got Sunday off.
Hello?
Yeah, well, I hope you can deliver.
Hello. I'm hoping for a little rock and roller.
Father.
Hello, mother. Hello, father.
Hello, brother.
Campanada.
Good God, Ruggle! Sammy's kicked it!
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Certainly wonderful.
Get a bit of echo.
That was my hustle line.
See, if we took a boat and took.
I mean, we here with this, it'll be nothing. We can do this any day. We can do this next Thursday.
But we've got to get the right audience for Russia.
Yeah.
I think we've got to get.
Russia, that'd be great.
No, that's Ringo's code name. It's Russia.
Russia. Russia.
No, Russia. Russia. No, it's like every pretty girl's like a melody. It's Russia. No,
like
if we get the right audience over there, which we can get over there.
Over where?
Anywhere if we did it abroad.
Burbits.
We get it. Yeah,
that's the only bits I can get in, but it's a curly
abroad. I think the point of doing it abroad is that
apart from getting a quick holiday and
to get away from that.
I'd much rather do it and then go.
I'll tell you what, Olaf.
Okay, I'll look you up.
If we're going away and we are a boat to take the audience with you,
that will be
we do a bloody show on the boat.
This will be knock.
And then we do a show when we get there, in the moonlight.
Right. Hold on, wait. Here comes France coming in.
Like final dress rehearsals on the boat.
France, I can't go to France.
No. That's your code name. That's your code name.
No, he smoked some garlic once.
You see, I don't think anything is going to beat a perfect acoustic place by the water, out of doors, a perfect theatre with perfect acoustics.
It's just the idea of Africa or whatever.
Glenn
just singing a number at sunset and at dawn and all that. We just have all that.
Back projection.
Where?
Yeah. Oh, listen.
Oh, I'm, you know,
just gentle and all the
moonlight.
Just all that for the songs, you know.
For a rock and roll group.
And Glenn, hit me with open air acoustics.
Well, yes. And also, it's that thing where we, last year when we were doing the album, like you said, we suddenly said, we don't need to do it here in EMI.
Every time we've done an album, we've said, why are we stuck in EMI? We could be doing it in LA. We could be in France. And every time we do it, and here we are again building another bloody castle around us. And this time we do it there.
Well said.
And not only would we be doing it physically, making the album there, whatever went, but it takes all that weight of where's the gimmick, what is it? Because you just, you know, God's the gimmick.
And
the only problem we've got now is an audience, you know.
It does make it like an adventure, doesn't it?
I'd be thrilled to do it, you know. Just for the, you know, just timing it so as the sun came up just on the middle eight, you know, and all that.
Which Dennis says it does.
You know, I can just see us in this place and just the moon coming up and the smoke blowing.
Yeah, but I just really do feel we should do it here.
It's a fantastic place.
But I'm stopping in Russia now. I'm not saying I'm not going.
I know what you mean, man, but just give me one reason.
One of the main ones. For the people.
So we think about it.
Yeah, Ring?
I'll be watching television.
I think the idea of the boat is completely insane.
It's nice though, isn't it?
It's a nice. It's very expensive and insane.
That was a long time ago.
Let's sleep on it then.
Yeah, you're going to go.
Cut out the bullshit. Cut out the bullshit. Cut out the bullshit.